Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Kingdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The kingdom of darkness is manifesting through the kingdoms of the earth. The kingdom of God is manifesting through the church in the earth. Through the church of the Lord Jesus Christ in the earth. Now you see that he was showing him how the kingdom of darkness was going to manifest in the earth through this depiction. Daniel 2, are you there? Hallelujah. My. We're getting to some good places, friends. You know, when you get in agreement with God, when you begin to focus on what's important to Him, you step into the greater anointing. And I'll begin to try to express a little of this to you, and I think maybe we'll get into it in detail later. But our time on earth is so brief. And the thing that matters about what we do with our time is how it relates to the kingdom. And the more valuable your time is to the kingdom, the more valuable your time is to God, the more He takes responsibility to do things to protect your time. And the more He does things to give you resources, equipment, opportunities to release your time and protect your time because it is more valuable to the kingdom than other people's time. Are y'all with me now? God's given us this facility and just already about paid for the whole thing. He's given us jets. TV cameras, right? Money to buy time on stations and satellite and the internet worldwide. Well, a lot of people would like to do that for the Keith Moore or Bob Jones or Tammy Smith show, right? And so people struggle and struggle to try to get the money and the stuff to do, to put me forward, put the time, you know, make my time count for me. But this has not been a struggle for us, now has it? I mean, the TV stuff and the building and we said, Lord, we want it. We ask you for it. Here's our seed. Boom. Right? I mean, it just months. And when you look at a year or two or three in light of eternity, you know how long that is? That's how quick things are happening for us. But the moment we begin to back off of being kingdom minded and focus on ourselves, then at that point, our time is not as valuable to God. What we're doing is not as valuable to Him. And so He doesn't take the responsibility to provide for it and make it go. The Lord told me this one time. I was years ago. I was working and I felt like I had four jobs at once. And I mean, I was busy. And I would come in from preaching four times that day and had mountains of paperwork on my desk to do. I'm not exaggerating. I'm talking about stacks of stuff this tall covered my entire desk. And I'd be working on it. You take one. And there were things I had on my heart. Lord, I'd rather be looking in the Word right now. I'd rather be waiting on You. I'd rather be praying. And He said this to me. He said, let your time become more valuable to Me, and I'll secure it to you. He'll provide for it. And I've seen over the years as my time, see, you think your time is valuable to you. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about your time being valuable to Him because of what you do with it. And if you will focus on that, I've seen as the years go by, he's taken things off of me that wasn't the best use of my time. Now see, I might have thought my time was valuable to him, but really, in the beginning, it wasn't as valuable to him as I thought it was. But as my time, what I do with myself and my time really does become more valuable with him, he's given us these tools. More and more people to help. More and more money to help. Jets to save hours out of your day. Are you with me now?
Yes.
These kind of tools, why? Because we're becoming more focused on what's important to him. So if what's important to him is important to me, then my time becomes more important to him and he takes a personal responsibility. Right? Are you with me now? To guard it and to provide for it and to save the hours and the days. Be redeeming of the time, he said. And we're going to get into that later some more, I think, but I wanted you to be thinking about that as we get. What scripture are you on? Daniel 2. Daniel 2. King Nebuchadnezzar was king, not prime minister, not president, king over the known earth. I mean, his kingdom extended one of the most far-reaching kingdoms in history. At his word, men and women lived or died on multiple continents. He was the sovereign ruler. And the Lord gave him a dream. And when he woke up, he couldn't remember the dream. But he knew it was important. Anybody read the story? Do you remember? And he called for all his soothsayers and fortune tellers and astrologers. Bad move. They didn't have a clue. And it made him mad. Because he's got all these guys paying all these salaries, doing all this stuff, and none of them got a clue of even what to do about this important thing. Well, you know the story. He's ready to kill them all and get him some new ones. And he can do it because he's the king. And they were going to kill Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and Daniel. You remember that? And Daniel, by the wisdom of God, say, well, what's bothering the king? And they sought the Lord and prayed, and the Lord gave Daniel the dream and the interpretation. And here it is. Let's read about it. Skip on down to verse 19. Chapter 2, 19. Daniel 2, 19. Then was the secret revealed to Daniel in a night vision, and then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. And you know, you'll see another side of this. When Daniel went in, I mean, this was an impressive thing. Nobody in the kingdom could do this. Daniel did not take the credit for it. Did you see that? You see why God could use him. He said, no, it's not with me. It's not because I'm so smart. God gave it to me. He gave the credit to him properly. And skipping on down, let's see. What is it about? Verse 30 or 31. 31. He said, you, O king, saw and behold a great image. This great image whose brightness was excellent stood before you, and the form was terrible. The image's head was of fine gold, his breast and his arms of silver, his belly and his thighs of brass, his legs of iron, his feet part of iron and part of clay. And you saw till that a stone was cut out without hands, which smote the image upon his feet that were of iron and clay, and broke them to pieces. Then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, the gold, broken to pieces together, and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floors, and the wind carried them away, and no place was found for them. And the stone that smote the image became a great mountain, and filled the whole earth. You already got a clue about what's going on here, don't you? He said, this is the dream, verse 36, and we'll tell you the interpretation thereof before the king. You, O king, are the king of kings, for the God of heaven has given you a kingdom, power, and strength, and glory. And he said, the last part of verse 38, you are the head of gold. So that Babylonian kingdom that was represented by the gold head, that was the one that was in the earth right then. After you shall arise another kingdom inferior to you, and another third kingdom of brass, which shall bear rule over all the earth. And you can see as you follow these things, the Medes and the Persians, Alexander the Great, the Roman Empire, you'll see down through history, these are depicted in these kingdoms, in this image. The fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron, for as much as iron breaks in pieces and subdues all things, and as iron that breaks all these, shall it break in pieces and bruise. You saw the feet and toes of potter's clay and iron, and the kingdom will be divided. There will be in it the strength of iron. You saw the iron mixed with the miry clay. Now, let's just stop right here. Can we see what spiritual kingdom was domineering through these kingdoms? Look through history. Was there cruelty? Was there murder and destruction? Was there stealing and killing and destroying? Then it was the kingdom of darkness. The God of this world was ruling, and to whatever degree, through that government, through that dominion, that kingdom on earth, they're stealing and killing and destroying, then that's to that degree what the God of this world, the devil, is ruling. It's his dominion. And to whatever kingdom that's been set up that you saw freedom and peace, right, and right being done, and joy in the Holy Ghost. How many believe God raised up this nation? Huh? For freedom. Now, I wish we could say that it's only God's will that has been manifest through this nation and kingdom. We can't say that. But at least some. Right? Anytime you see where there's been life, where there's been giving, where there's been peace, right? You know that was God's kingdom manifesting. And what people have not wanted to acknowledge, they've wanted to give all the credit for the good things that have happened through the U.S. of A. They want to give the credit to the U.S. of A, to being an American. But what they don't realize is the great leaders, even from the beginning, were not just Americans. They were part of the kingdom of God. They were Christians. They were believers. Right? And it was through their influence that things were done and laws were made and things were accomplished that actually allowed some of the will of God to be manifest. So we don't give the glory to the country. We give the glory to God. We're thankful for our country. We enjoy our country, but we give the glory to God. Right?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Everlasting Kingdom, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1402B. That's R1402B. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith, be to God.